At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
His ex is staying with us for a week. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm not an evil person, but I will speak up if I feel like I'm being played for a fool. My husband was in a long-term relationship that gave him two beautiful children. He's best of friends with the children's mom, and I like her a lot, too. She even came to my last birthday celebration because she happened to be in town. My husband and I drive to get the kids, and we take them back home so she doesn't have to drive the 2 hours. Co-parenting was great until recently. My husband felt the need to remind me that he's the parent and I'm the step-parent after he agreed to let the kids' mom stay at our house for a week. Mind you, she's at my house while I'm sending this letter to you guys. She had a big flood in her area, so we jumped in to help her get things out of her house and move them to her mom's house. We ended up taking the kids back home with us. The next day, she got minimum water damage, and but the house had to dry out. She called my husband and gave him a sob story about missing her kids. There is no room for for the kids in her mom's house, so he suggested that she drive to our house and stay here for a few days. He told me she was coming, and I assumed he meant she was getting a hotel room. Then he asked me to help him put sheets on an air mattress for her. I asked for who? For who? You know how we do. For who? And rolled our eyes. You know, she rolled her eyes. Yeah, who you? Exactly. He told me that I should be mature enough to let the kids' mom stay with us for a few days. I haven't been able to go off on him because the kids were here, and now their mama is too. So what? We're all cool. He took it too far by letting her stay here. Am I being evil, or did he cross the line? Okay, did he cross the line? Yes. Are you being evil? No. And if you are, who cares? It's your house. But first of all, I do want to thank you for stepping in and helping take care of his kids. We always compliment men when they take on helping raise the kids of another man. So yeah, we want to thank you for that. And no, you are not being evil as a so-called stepmom. You've gone over and aboard what is necessary. This is crazy. And you've been way too good to his kids for him to put you down like that. When they are in your house, you are the mom to these kids. I'm sure you've grown to love them, too. You said they're beautiful children. What your husband did is wrong. It's very disrespectful to you and to the marriage. The fact that he didn't discuss with you that his ex was coming to stay at your house What? There are a lot of hotels nearby, I'm sure. That was just foul. He was the one being immature. He said you were immature. That was a discussion that needed to be had before she came. He knew you would say no, or at least ask what? Why? So he decided on his own to let her stay there without any consideration as to how you, his wife, were going to feel about this. His ex staying at your house? Come on. This is beyond crazy. And he was talking to you crazy, too. He should never treat you badly to make his baby mama feel good or feel comfortable. This is your house, too. Would he be okay with you inviting your ex to stay there for a week? We all know the answer to that, and it's no. Thank you for not arguing while the kids are there, but as soon as they all leave, you need to let your husband have it, and you need to let him hear how you feel. Tommy?
She can't stay at our house, point blank, and I don't care what disaster it is. Flood, hurricane, tsunami, tornado, avalanche, earthquake, tidal wave, forest fire. You can't stay here. Y'all didn't pay. How many hotels between that house and our house? It's too many of them. Red Roof. We didn't pass by the Red Roof Inn. We didn't pass by Motel C. We didn't pass by the Courtyard. We didn't pass by the Days Inn. It's a whole bunch of places that you can stay other than this house. And the last thing I'm finna to do is put some sheets on this air mattress with you. That's the last thing I'm finna do with you. So, first of all, your husband is completely out of line. One line that you do not cross is bringing your ex into your home, and you have not even discussed this with your wife. You didn't even ask your wife permission. You just asked her to help you put some sheets on. She coming over here to get... What man do that? What man don't ask his wife if this is okay with you? Well, man, don't do that. This is your wife. This is, you want to make sure if nobody else is happy, your wife happy. So you want to make sure you talk to your wife and say, hey, listen, they're in a situation. You know it's been a flood. Are you comfortable with this? I want to make sure you are right with this first. That's what a real man is supposed to do. You're not supposed to say you acting kind of immature for not letting her. Boy, you lost your mind. This is your wife. If anybody's supposed to be happy, it's supposed to be your wife. Now, if you want to help your kid's mother and you say, hey, baby, we're going to get our room. We're going to get our room over here because of the situation, blah, blah, blah. You cool with that? And then your wife needs to be cool with that as well. But that's what a real man is supposed to do. You're supposed to make sure your wife is cool on all. Now, if your wife steps in and say, you know what, baby, it's all right. She can stay here if you want her to stay here with the kids. We don't want to break up from the kids. Let your wife be the one that's going to say that. Your man is completely out of line by saying she's staying here and you shouldn't be acting like this. Now, you done created a problem with your wife. Now, there's an issue. I don't care. You talking about you didn't want to cuss in front of them kids. I'd have cussed everybody out, including them kids. Everybody. Y'all can go back to the flood for all I care.
Hang on. We'll have part two of today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, his ex is staying with us for a week. We'll get back into it right after this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, his ex is staying with us for a week. This woman wrote in. She says she's not an evil person, but she will speak up when she feels like she's being played. She's married. Her husband was in a long-term relationship before her, and he had two beautiful children, she says, from this relationship. He's best friends now with the baby mama, and the wife says she likes the baby mama a lot. She even came to her last birthday celebration because she happened to be in town. So they have a really cool relationship, the two parents of the children and the father's new wife. She said she and her husband drive to take the kids home. They drive to pick them up. They don't want the baby mama to have to drive 2 hours. She said co-parenting was going just great until recently when the wife had a flood, when the baby mama had a flood in her house and she needed to come to their house and let her house air out for a little while. So the kids are already at the house. They were going to stay at the mom's house, but they're already at the house. Then she called the husband to say she was missing her kids. So all of a sudden, the husband goes to get the air mattress and tells his wife that she's being immature and come in there and help him put the sheets on the air mattress. Because guess what? The baby mama is going to stay at their house. And you're immature, wifey, and stop rolling your eyes. So the wife wants to know, is she evil or did her husband cross the line? That is the question. Is she evil for not wanting the ex to stay at their house? And why didn't the husband ask her? Why didn't he discuss this with her? Just one day she just found out that the baby mama is going to stay at their house for a week. So she wants to know, is she being evil or did he cross the line? Yes, he crossed the line. And no, you're not being evil. Tommy agrees. And Kier, Junior, what do you have to say about this?
I'm with Tommy. Let me make it. You said you writing us and she at the house now. This is a good time to start throwing stuff out right now. Why you got time to write us? She's in your house.
Yeah.
See, I don't care about the flood and all your belongings and all of this type of stuff. This don't even matter to me. This don't even make no sense. There's not a... I thought about this if this was my wife asking me, can her baby daddy stay at the house? There's not a situation in life he could stay here. I don't care. I know Tommy said a flood, a hurricane, a flash flood, a tsunami, a earthquake, a volcanic eruption. There's not no reason for him to ever stay here. I can't see it. I don't care if it's a gunshot wound. Can't stay here. A stabbing. He can't stay here. Car accident. Can't stay here. I don't care if he die and go peacefully. When he get to heaven, can't stay in my mansion. I don't care where we at on earth. There's no reason I can see for him to stay with me. What is wrong with you? I don't care if he got a kidnapping charge. Can't stay here. I don't care. It does not matter. Bank robberies, shootouts with the police, probation violation. There's nothing in his life that can happen. He can stay here. There's no way. So what is you doing? Why you can't figure this out? Yeah. This ain't your boyfriend. This ain't his house. This y'all house. This is not. You a fool to even going in and even ask. This is an automatic no. It don't even take long. If you ask Carla, can so and so stay here?
No.
That's it. No. That's in discussion.
But he knew she was going to say no. That's why he didn't ask her. He knew she was going to say
no. You in here just being a maid service too in your own house. You in here making beds.
Yeah. Boy, bye.
Yeah. What?
Put the sheets on a blow-up mattress? Are you
on a blow-up?
There's just no way.
Man, no.
There's just no way.
I can't see it. The garage ain't even open to her.
Hello.
She could have gotten a hotel.
Give me your garage remote. I wish you would open this garage door for her to sleep in. No. Ain't nothing available. There's nothing in the situation. This is not a friend of yours. This is his ex-wife. She ain't your friend.
No, it's baby mama. Yeah. The mother.
This ain't
of
your
children.
Friend.
Yeah.
You know what, Junior?
But they hang out. They do all that.
Maybe we could have put a tent out in the backyard and let her stay out there.
If we had a treehouse, Tommy, she can't get in that. It don't matter what it is.
Just a hotel. Just stay at a hotel.
We not paying. You better hope they didn't cut the FEMA check. You better get your FEMA check and get on out there. Because that's about the only assistance you're getting. You're not getting it from my husband, my wife. You're not finna get that.
This is crazy.
And you know what? Yeah. Here's another thing, because this is the next line. But these are my kids. Well, you and your kids can go stay with her. All y'all. But it's not going to be in here.
Yeah. So, yeah, the problem in this letter is the husband, for sure. It's the husband.
Yeah, it's the husband. Yeah, no, he's not evil. Problem. And yes, he did go too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Care nothing about
but
this.
Then he called her immature. He called his own wife immature. Sure. Uh-huh.
I don't care if a family member died. You can't stay here.
Wow.
I don't care how you get. You're not staying here, Tama. We're going to come together as a family. Not in here, we're not.
So why not? Are you afraid they might get back together? Or they
it's
might,
the respect of the house.
That's
her house.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to keep your wife happy.
Your wife? Yeah. Is this your wife's house? Can't let no other woman. Not. What?
How dare you not even discuss this with me? Yeah.
Let me go ahead and ask my wife right now if my ex can stay here and watch. The next time y'all gonna hear is me getting right there.
No, Junior.
Forget for asking the question.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.